From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, January 13th. I'm Sarah Wright. The governor is seeking early action from the legislature that would provide grants to incentivize local school districts to start reopening for in-person instruction as early as February 15th, starting with kids in pre-K through second grade. Students from third to sixth grade would start a month later. Schools would need an agreement with the unions and a strategy for complying with safety criteria from the state, which is set to come out this week. Parents could still keep their children at home if they don't feel safe about sending them to class. Schools in purple-tier counties, like Mendocino, would be able to reopen as long as the average daily rate of infections does not exceed 28 per 100,000 residents. But Michelle Hutchins, the superintendent for the Mendocino County Office of Education, says schools won't be penalized if they can't reopen because the COVID positivity rate in their community is too high.
What would be penalized is if the school could open, but they chose not to for whatever reason. They didn't have the collective bargaining agreement approved. They chose a slower phased approach than what the governor is proposing. Those would be the types of things that would lower the amount of money districts would receive.
In a separate state program, vaccines are making their way into the education system. Yesterday, 250 teachers and staff with daily regular contact with the public were vaccinated in Ukiah. Coastal schools are scheduled to get the vaccine on Friday. Terry DeSelke is the president of the Ukiah Teachers Association. She's gratified to see teachers in her district getting vaccinated, but said the union hopes the opportunity is spread out proportionally to other districts as well. We spoke yesterday.
UTA is excited that the governor pushed priority of teachers from Tier 2 to Tier 1. And in Ukiah Unified, you're correct, there are 250 teachers who will have their first vaccination today. We think that that's great. And personally, I think that's great for everybody that wants that vaccine.
Do you know what will happen if teachers decide not to get vaccinated and then the schools reopen?
I think those teachers will be required to come back to school as well unless they have a physician's note that says that they're immune compromised or reasons that they might not be able to return.
Vaccines don't play a role in the reopening plan, but testing does. Hutchins said the cost of the tests could be a barrier to reopening, especially if the county moves into the deep purple tier where it would be required to test weekly.
So it's that weekly asymptomatic testing that potentially would be prohibitive to opening schools. That's a lot of money. Right now, tests are running about $115 a test. And the testing cadence is required for staff and students that are on campus receiving in-person instruction.
And is the school district supposed to pay for the students' testing also, or do their families have to come up with it?
Well, we haven't really seen how the state expects that to occur. You know, this whole plan is coming with funding behind it. But if you do the math, the amount of money, if school districts receive the $450 per student amount, they don't have even 6 weeks of money to do weekly testing of staff and students. So it's not enough dollars to be able to cover this. So one of the things we're doing as county superintendents statewide is we're asking the government, we're basically saying to the governor, we're writing a letter to him collectively this week, to pay for this testing 100%. The state needs to pay for this testing. Because one of the things, even though if it doesn't cost a district, somebody's paying. Insurance is paying. And in our little community, many of our school insurances are small joint power agreements that will end up having to pay the cost of those tests. And then in the long run, pass that cost either back to the school district or to the employee.
The teachers' union has taken a cautious approach to bringing teachers back into the classroom. Recently, the union fought and won for teachers to be able to work from home rather than campus. And EdSource reports that the California Teachers Association has expressed lukewarm support for the reopening proposal, citing CTA President E. Toby Boyd as supporting in-person instruction but not in counties in the purple tier. Boyd believes local teachers' unions could prevent purple-tier schools from reopening. If the plan is contingent on a bargaining agreement, that agreement is contingent on union safety standards. Jaselke reported out from a meeting this week with local teachers' unions.
We just talked about making sure that we're following the safest practices and making sure that safety is first. And that's what our whole goal has been, is to just make sure that it's safe for students, teachers, and our community to go back to in-person learning.
Hutchins says now is the time to advocate for your position.
So if you feel strongly, I would say, you know, about the governor's reopening plan, to let your state legislators know what you feel, because, again, they will be voting on this plan next week. So if you feel that the state should be putting more efforts towards vaccination and less efforts towards incentivizing schools reopening, now would be the time to let your state legislature know that. If you're in very much support of what the governor has released, now would be the time to let your state legislators know that.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.